Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday that
we are not to keep our hands closed to the poor, to the fatherless and the widow and the homeless, the stranger. The Most High said that we should do these things because, number one, we fear him. Take care of what he loves. His first commandment to us, his first requirement was not to love him. It was like he was saying, hey, I don't care if you really love me. You better first fear me. Because that is the motivation behind everything that we do, that we understand that there are consequences for not obeying him. And because they don't come quickly, sometimes we just, you know, it's like we take the Most High as being humdrum. You know, that he's not really serious about what he said. But we're here to tell you this morning that he is most serious about all that he says to us and all that he requires of us. So we are in this relationship with the Most High, and we want to understand and know and do those things that are pleasing to him. This is what he says is pleasing to him. Now, let us pray in, or let us do our statement of faith. Actually, let us start this morning with the shofar. We have the ladies to cover their heads, the men to uncover their heads, and let us start with the shofar. Let us summon, as the Most High has said, on his feast days and on his Sabbath, his new moon, if we blow the shofar, we blow the trumpet, because he will come. Amen. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads, men uncover your heads. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yahweh, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise this morning, for truly he is worthy of all our devotion. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We give you glory and we give you honor this morning. We praise your holy name, Father, for you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. There is none like unto you, O Father. There is none like you. And we bow down and we submit ourselves to you and bring our entirety, Father, to our whole body, our whole heart. And all that we do, God, we worship and we adore you. It is you that we shall serve and you alone. Hallelujah. 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 We appreciate you always, Father. We appreciate you always, and we worship you from the bottom of our heart. For you are our Elohim, our God, and our Redeemer, our Savior. Let us all turn toward the east, holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained, that your people will keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us as a people, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and that we have done wickedly, and we are repenting of our wicked ways, Father. We are turning towards you, and we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony, that this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them. Give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. Pray now that you would turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel, that you would hear our supplications and our prayers, and that you would deliver us out of this captivity. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. Let us go. I want to go to Romans chapter 8 this morning, then we'll come back to 1 Kings. Romans chapter 8, the book of Romans chapter 8. And I'll give everybody a chance to get there. And I pray that you all read along with me in this so that this sinks into our spirit, into our soul, into our heart. That we anchor this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus or Yeshua HaMashiach, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, Elohim sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemns sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity, hatred against Elohim. For it is not subject to the law of Elohim, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please Elohim. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of Elohim dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Yeshua from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, the works of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Elohim, they are the sons of Elohim. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Elohim. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. And we're going to start in verse 46. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, starting in verse 46. If they, Israel, sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whether they were carried captives and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely. We have committed wickedness. And so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading. No, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Can't forget these fundamental, foundational verses. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen. Now, before we get started in this precept this morning, I want to say, again, happy Sabbath to you wherever you may be at, whether you're in North America or South America, whether you be on the African continent or in Europe, whether you be in Asia. We greet you by the only name by which men must be saved, the name of Jesus Christ or Yeshua HaMashiach. We pray that if you have not been baptized into that name, that you were, if you were baptized into Father and Son and Holy Ghost, that you go and get rebaptized in the name of the Messiah. For it is by that name that you must be saved. Can't be saved up under Father and Son and Holy Spirit. It is not a completion of the commandment. It is a repeat of the actual instruction rather than follow the instruction. All right. I want everybody to remember that on tomorrow we have the spiritual wellness in the morning. We are starting the structured class. Everybody is supposed to make a list of all their the people who had influence in their life, who taught them what they taught them, who gave them their values, you know, on any given topic. Why do you, you know, how do you feel about slavery? Where did you get your understanding of it from? Salvation. Where did you hear that you were a Hebrew Israelite? The people who gave you your core values. Because those are the people that will have the most influence in your life on the way that you think and the way that you feel. As we start to go through this healing process, you know, amongst our people, like I said, this ministry is for the world, but it's first to the Hebrew Israelites. This is who Yah has sent me to our people, that we might heal, that all those that he has called, that they might come back in spirit and in truth, and not in hate, hate evil, but that we might come back to him and worship him in spirit and in truth. On this morning, are there any testimonies? Has Yah done a work for anybody that they want to, they don't want to tell people about? If you do, press the number one, and I will open your mic. All right, amen. All right, amen. Shalom, my sister.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Miles and family. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can be heard.
Okay, amen. Shalom, shalom, family. This is Sister Rhea. I just want to give a quick testimony, short and sweet. I took a quick mini vacation, had to get away, clear my thoughts, and ask the Lord, why do you have me here? And actually, before I said that, the Lord said, Rhea, just go to the wilderness, come talk to me. Clear your mind, clear your head, read your Bible, study, and just be alone. Just come to the wilderness and be alone with me. So I consider the desert, Nevada, the wilderness for right now. But it's been beautiful. It's been really just mind-blowing, and I just thank the Father that I listened to him. But the testimony is now I see why he brought me this direction, is because one of my sisters in Christ in Chicago is actually going to be in California on Monday, which is just a four-hour drive from where I am right now. And what she's going to do is do ministry work in California. And she asked me if I can please come and assist her with this ministry work. And yesterday when we were talking, we were on the phone for a couple of hours, and we were just talking about nothing but the Father, nothing about, I mean, just no gossiping or nothing. You know, some of the time you're on the phone with people, you're just gossiping or tale-bearing or crying or complaining and murmuring and woe is me, none of that. It was all about the Father. It was all about, you know, his word, how he delivered us, how we are here to help other people. give to other people, our services, our time. And I was just so honored and happy and humbled that she asked me to come help her. And it's only 4 hours away. And it's funny because she lives in Chicago, I live in Minnesota, but we're going to be on this side of the globe, this side of the country at the same time. And we're, and hopefully on Monday we're able to do the work that she has planned to do for the Father to help his people. So I just wanted to give that testimony that sometimes we think it's about us, sometimes when it's not, the Father puts you in different places and different times and situations, and it's for his glory. So all praises to the Most High for that, and I cannot wait to see my sister, and I cannot wait to do kingdom work on Monday on y'all's behalf. So I just wanted to give that small little testimony today. All praises to the Most High, and just thank him for the breath of life, and I just want him to continue to use me for his glory and for his purpose, and just continue to clean me up, and all of us in Jesus' name. So happy Sabbath, family.
Happy Sabbath. Amen. Excellent testimony. Excellent testimony. It's always good to get into the vineyard, to get involved, to put our focus on the Most High. Amen. Excellent testimony. Shalom, Sister Mary.
Shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
I just want to thank the Father for continually guiding me, teaching me, and putting good people in my life.
Amen.
I thank him for all of that. And much, much more, because if I thank him for all he do, we'll be here for about a year or two, I know. I just want to thank him for who he is.
Amen. One day we'll have to take the time to give you that year to show him all that praise.
Amen.
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 Amen. If there's anyone else, that's the number one. Amen, my sister. Amen. Y'all is good. Good to see him.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Amen. It's good to see y'all taking care of his people, allowing us to do some healing work out there in the world. He is truly good. This is really what he is about. It's not about us consuming everything that we get upon ourselves. Let us start this in Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6. The book of Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6. And we're going to read verses 6 and 7. And this is a time when the elders of Israel are coming to the Most High. And we have to look at our own lives and examine ourselves. Are we coming to the Most High and we're not living the life that he has called us to live? Are we coming before him in prayer and asking him for things? Our life is not saying that we should be asking for her. Are we coming, in other words, are we coming to the Most High as though we had a right to come to him? This is what Israel was doing. Israel was doing wickedness, but then always calling on the Most High as though they had a right to call on him when they weren't even obeying him. And even in the feast day, like the Day of Atonement. You know, I've heard so many people say, you know, this is when I can repent. It's not what the Day of Atonement is about. Even in his feast day, they were coming to him improperly. And so he says to them, you know, how is it that you are coming to me like you deserve and you have a right to come and approach me and ask me anything? So verses 6 and 7. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 and 7. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor, that thou cast out thy house, that are cast out of thy house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Pure religion. The Most High expects us. He says, you know what? All this stuff that you're doing in the feast days and coming to me for prayer, you shouldn't be coming to me for that. You should be taking a break from doing wickedness. This is the fast that I've called you from, to take a break from doing wickedness. I have called you to feed the hungry, to take care of the poor, to clothe the naked. These things you won't do. But you want to approach me and ask me, you want to serve in my temple, you want to come to me in prayer, and you are contrary to me. This is not what I've been asking you for. I've been asking you to take care of the needy, the fatherless, the widow, and the homeless. Take a break from doing wickedness. What is the wickedness you're doing? You're not doing this. You're not taking care of the ones that I care for. You're not taking care of the ones that my heart is for. You want to do everything else. So take a break from your wickedness. Stop coming to me like you got a right to come to me when you're not doing what I'm saying to do, when you're not following me, when you're not keeping my commandments. But you want to all bother me. When oh yah me or oh Lord me, look out for me, hear my prayer. Why am I supposed to be hearing your prayer when you are not doing what I ask you to do? Why am I supposed to hear you when you don't obey? So this is what he's telling Israel. Now he goes on to really get on him about not keeping his Shabbat, his Sabbath. He said, what I'm really calling for you to do is take care of those of you that are in low estate, who are having a problem fending for themselves. Because when you don't do this, it is sin, because I have told you, I didn't suggest it to you. I have told you to do this. This is who I care for. And when you have made your life all about self, then you are not doing what I told you to do. He said, this is pure religion. This is your pure service to me. But the religion is not just about worship, but it's about service. It's a way of life. This is the way of life that the Most High says pleases him. This is what makes me happy. Stop doing what makes you happy. Because in the end, if you don't do what makes me happy, it ain't going to turn out well for you. Take care of these that are hungry, that are naked. Take the time to look out for those in my creation that life has not been kind to. And you don't know why life has not been kind to you. It's not your business to know. You are my servant. You are my child. Take the job that I have given you seriously. Don't be like Esau and take it for granted. Don't esteem it. How do I know if you're taking it seriously? If you do it, then I know you take it seriously. If you're not doing it, how are you going to tell me you take it seriously? How are you going to tell me you take your birthright seriously? You can't. Lip service. Micaiah, chapter 6. Micaiah, chapter 6, and verse 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yah require of thee? We read everything that Yah requires of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 10. The requirement is not a suggestion. It's mandatory. Mandatory. He has taught you the good way. So what he says is mandatory, what I require of thee. Are you fulfilling the requirements? Do you even know what they are? How can you serve somebody and don't know what they require of you? If you loved him, then you would make sure that you knew what was required. That's your religion. You're worshiping your service to him. He says, take care of the needy. But also, first thing, before you do all of that, first requirement, fear me. Fear me. Serve me with fear and trembling. That's the first requirement. So we want to know how to have pure religion, pure service to the Most High. Know what, learn and understand what he requires. He says pure religion before Elohim to take care of the fatherless, the widows, and the homeless. That's your pure service. But he also says before you even do all that, you got to learn how to serve me. First thing you got to do to serve me, the beginning of all your wisdom, the beginning of all your wisdom is to fear me. If your foundation ain't based upon that, I'm going to tell you here and now, your foundation is on rocky ground. It's on sandy ground, on quicksand. Because without this fear, we cannot have pure religion toward the Most High Elohim. We cannot serve him from the lens and from the focus that he wants us to serve him at. If we don't fear consequence, this is why he says to fear him. There's consequences for not fearing him. He said, I give you all these things so it will go for your good, for your well. Each and every person will be without excuse, will not have an excuse for saying, well, I didn't know. I never heard. If you listen to Brother Miles, you're going to know and you're going to hear. He's going to hold you accountable. Don't know why the churches aren't preaching this or teaching this, because this is the foundation for everything. You want to please the Most High Elohim that you serve? It's first fear me. Now go and do these things that please me. Go and take care of the things that I have a heart for. I have a heart for the fatherless, the widow, and the homeless, and the poor. That's what I care about. Make that your priority. Let's continue. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yah require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. Walk humbly with him. Don't ever think that we got the same relationship with the Most High, unless he tells you so, that Abraham had or that Moses had. Because Moses was bold. I'm telling you, you read Moses, and Moses got the nerve to say some of the things he said to the Most High. But he had that relationship, and he could. But when Moses messed up, when Moses got too big for his pants, and he started taking credit for what the Most High was doing, the Most High said, no. I love you. I talk with you mouth to mouth, but what you just did, you can go over and look at the promised land, but you ain't going in. One thing. So we have to take all the things that are written so that we can serve him more perfectly, more purely. Understanding that there's things that he just don't play. You can cross a line one time and it costs you your eternity. That's why he says to fear me. Take care of those ones that I care about. You say you belong to me. You say you're my child. This is what my child will be doing. You want this position that I've elevated you to? Then you got to walk in it to serve me purely, purely from your heart. See, if you're afraid of the fire, and that's what your motivation is, that may not be enough to get you in, because it may not be the right motivation to fear me for who I am, and that I will repay everybody that has been contrary to me. Everybody. If you've been contrary, that don't make you, you're not the exception. I'm not the exception. Yah is not a respecter of persons. That's why when we find ourselves contrary to him, you really need to go on your face before him and beg. Forgive me. I have transgressed. And if it's, I didn't know, then just say, I didn't know. But I know now, and I won't do it again. Don't say I'm sorry and then go back and transgress again. How much fear does that say that you have? How much does it say that you're willing to actually really serve him for real, for real? When we do those things, then we really mock the Most High Elohim as though he don't know, you know, I don't get it, as though he's stupid or something. I don't know why the churches even form their mouth to even say this stuff. Who are they actually serving? He says, this is what you have to do to please me. Keep my commandments, fear me and keep my commandments. My commandments are that take care of what I care about. And he's not saying, hey, I care about the stars, the moon, and the sun. He said, I care about your fellow brothers and sisters. That's who I care about. My children. That's what I care about. If I have awakened you and you know who you are and you don't do these things and claim that I am your father, then you are a liar and the truth is not in you. We got to hear what Elohim is saying to us. I care about that man and that woman, that child, that this life that Satan has gotten a hold to, that this life has been cruel to. I never wanted anybody to have a cruel life. I wanted you to have life and that more abundantly. But some people have followed after the gods of this world. Some people, not even by choice. They were born into it. May not know how to come out of it. I'm sending you. You are my emissary. You are my example to them. You are the one that I want to work through. So you want to serve me? You want to serve me purely, more perfectly? Understand what I care about. And do that. Why would you learn what I care about and then not do it? It's like being in a relationship and your husband or your wife say, I like this. And you do the exact opposite. But why are you doing that? That's not what I said I like. That's not what I said I care about. Are you sure you are in a relationship with me or are you in a relationship with yourself? You want to be with me, and I tell you these are the things that make me happy, and you don't do those things, you don't really want to be with me. Most High is saying the same thing. You want to be with me, then you got to do those things that make me happy, that I require of you. I didn't say that you could do this, you should do this, you might do this. I said I require these things. It don't get no stronger than that. This is what I want. It's not what the Most High needs, because he don't need us for anything. But this is what I want from you. This is what I require from you. Fear me. Take care of those that are needy. You want to get into my kingdom? You want to be elevated and allowed to come forth into your godhood? You have to do these things. And if you're not doing these things, I will not allow you to come forth and express yourself. I will have you bound and gagged. I'm not going to have you gagged. I want people to hear your anguish. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And throw you in that fire. The Elohim you serve, he's an awesome Elohim, but he ain't hardly playing at all. So he's telling us, you want to serve me, here's how you serve me. By serving your fellow man. You can't see me. And there's no way that you can tell me that you love me whom you can't see. But can't show love to what you can see in me. The stretch. So those two don't go together. There ain't nothing that you can give me but praise. But I'm giving you what you can give to your fellow man, your fellow brother or sister out there. Take a fast from doing wickedness, from serving yourself. Find a cause, find a way to take care of my business. That which I love. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 7. Zechariah chapter 7 and verse 9. The book of Zechariah, chapter 7 and verse 9. Thus speaketh Yah of hosts, saying, execute true judgment. And show mercy and compassion every man to his brother. We read yesterday, a new commandment I give to you, but not a new one. This is the same commandment from the very beginning. To love your brother. Love one another. For some reason, and this is not just Israel, this is the world, but the Most High Israel is supposed to be showing the world how to do this. How do you show love one to another? Surely we are not the example right now. Running around killing each other, fighting over territory, can't trust each other in any kind of business transaction. How can we say we love one another when we can't even deal with one another? How are we fulfilling the commandment? How are we obeying the Most High Elohim? A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. But it is not a new commandment. It is a restatement of an older commandment, one of the first ones. So how can we, as a people, say that we love one another when we can barely get along with each other? Coming out of slavery, have no trust of one another. Some of us have respect of persons as, oh, if you lighter skin, automatically in our brain somewhere it goes to that they are better than, because this is what was drilled into us. It makes us contrary to the scripture. We come in all shades of color. But somehow we've been told if you are high yellow, then you're better than if you are jet black or if you are dark chocolate brown. We are told that if you got straight hair, you better than the one that has nappy hair. Causes us to be divided. Causes us to look at appearance and be respecters of appearance. Rather than seeing a human being, especially our brother or our sister, how can we love one another when we bring these things into the relationship, into the body? We are quicker to have love for one of another nation than for our own. And we'll say we love our own, but then we're doing all kinds of things that are contrary, cheating each other, hating each other. Do you know what God says? That if you hate your brother, it's like you murdered him or her. If you hate them, we want to have pure religion before the Most High. We want to have love one for another. Genuine love. We have all gone through the same thing. We are products of the same thing. We are in the same boat. Trying to throw each other out so that we be the ones to survive. We in the war. Now we got that crab mentality. Trying to pull each other down. If we are children of the Most High Elohim, this cannot be so. You cannot say that you're a child of the Most High Elohim and have this mentality. So we as his people of the flesh, of the blood, that he cast off, that he cut off, that he scattered, that he's waking up. We cannot wake up and continue to do the same old things and think that we're going to make it in. We're not. Because we're not even following the basics that he says he requires. You know, when somebody says, when you go to a job and they say, what do you need me to do on this job? If this is what you're required to do. What you're required to do is mandatory. If you don't do it, then you're subject to get fired or to not get paid. And when the Most High says this is what's required, we want to take it as it was a suggestion. Because no, this is what I require. And if you don't do this, you're not making it in. That's how you come to pure religion, understanding what is required and doing it. Not talking about it. Not thinking about it, but being a doer of his word, being a doer of his instruction, being obedient, and then being humble about it. Because, you know, sometimes we start doing the right thing and get puffed up as though we are all that. When only thing you're doing, when I tell you what's required, that's what the minimum standard is. If I tell you to do my commandments and it's required, if I tell you to fear me and it's required, that is the minimum standard. Something for you to be puffed up? That's like saying, oh, I show up for work, so you should give me a raise. Just because you show up? What do you do when you're here? Are you on the phone talking all the time? Are you texting? Are you halfway doing the work? Are you putting your whole heart into it? What have you done that you deserve a raise? When we say we keep the statutes, laws, and commandments, even when we say we fear the Most High, even if we were doing feeding the homeless, the fatherless, and the poor, he requires that. That's the minimum standard. That's why he says, be humble. Don't be all proud like you've done all that and deserve to be elevated. You're just doing what I minimally require. Learn what is required to be promoted. How much love do you have? How much mercy? How much compassion? So don't be doing the minimum standards and thinking you're all in a bag of chips, because most of us ain't even doing the minimum. But thinking we're supposed to be making it in, and we have met the standard, when we know we have not given the Most High our whole heart. We know we have not served him with all our energy. We know we have not feared him always. Even for a lot of us, this is a new concept. Not everybody, but for a lot of them, it is a new concept. What? Fear the Most High? Ain't nobody ever taught me that. So that our religion can be pure. Our service to the Most High can be pure. You see, men have made religion about them, but religion is about the Most High. About how you serve him. He says, you want your religion to be pure with me? Take care of what I love. Find out what I love and then take care of it. See to it. Make that your mission. Your heart desires to have $1 million? Take care of my business and I'll take care of yours. I will bless your hand in all that you do. Because I know you're going to do what I want to have done. Let's continue. Have compassion, every man to his brother. You know, even when we know that they are doing wickedness, pray for them at least. Pray that God either delivers them before it's too late and they go to the lake, that's their ultimate destiny, or that he delivers them that they might serve him. Because that's the two options the scriptures give us. Turn that one over to Satan so that he might be saved in the last day. You turn him over to Satan, Satan ain't got no compassion. Satan only uses us to try to prove to God that what he said was right. Why did you give man free will when you know what he will do? That's what Satan's accusation is against man. Why, Elohim, did you give man free will that he can make his own choice when you know what he will do? So Satan go about trying to prove that we will never follow the Most High, not of our own free will. How many of us fall into that? Well, we got the free will. We can worship the Most High. That's why I say, brothers can tell me anything they want to say. You can tell me whatever you want to say. But I know that when it really comes down to it, full of crap. Because we are in a nation that you can worship whatever you want to worship. You can call whatever you want to call God, God, and worship it how you want to. And the nation will not stop you. That's why you can't say it's a Christian nation. In the U.S., I'm talking about. Can't say this is a Christian nation because it's freedom of religion, whatever you want to worship. You want to worship Satan? You're free to do so. You want to worship an ashtray? You're free to do so. But for some reason, we find a way not to worship the Most High Elohim the way that he says to worship him. And then some of us use the excuse, well, we're not in our own land. It's nonsense. Because we won't come together as a people, won't have our own community, support our own businesses, so that when a feast day comes around because we're doing business with each other, we can take off because we're all closing down. We're not dependent upon the world. So I know that it's nonsense. He put us in a place where we can do exactly what he's asking us to do, and we find a reason not to. That leaves me speechless. And then we want to have Black Lives Matter. We want to have all these different movements that really are not about the root cause. The root cause is not them killing us. The root cause is that we are out of relationship with the Most High Elohim, period. And we look into our captors. That's why we read 1 Kings chapter 8. Because we are still in captivity. We are in the land of our captivity. And he tells us what to do. Pray to him in the land of our captivity. Return to him with our whole heart. Admit that we were wrong and return to him with our whole heart. And we find ways not to do it. There is nobody in this country with a gun, putting a gun to your head and saying, you can't worship the Most High the way you want to. We wake up or say that we were waking. Sometimes I question that too. We wake up and then can't find a way to come together. Not in truth, not in spirit and in truth. We can come together for carnality. We can come together because we say we are Hebrew. But then we still stuck in our old ways. Still running around, fornicating, committing adultery, stealing, and killing one another. This camp against that camp. This church against that church. The Most High says, I told you to love one another. We as his people, we just got to figure it out. Because our religion is corrupt. It's not pure. It is corrupt. I'm here to tell you. And unless we change it, we know what the end thereof is. I don't have to keep saying it. Playing games. Worshiping. And say we're worshiping in truth and in spirit. Why are we not doing these things? Yah, Most High Elohim, exactly what I require. How do we get it wrong? So Yah is calling us. He's calling us into accountability. None of us is an island unto ourselves. None of us. We are part of a larger body. And if we don't start acting like we're part of a larger body, then are we cancerous to the body? Hear what Yah has to say. If we don't start coming together in genuine love one for another and doing the things that Yah is telling us is required of us, then are we reprobate and cancerous? You can't be saying one thing and doing another. We can't be saying one thing and be renegade against the body. I pray we can hear what Yah is saying. We don't want to be cancerous to the body, because you know what happens to cancer. The book of Matthew, chapter 5. The book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Where do we define good works? The good works are what the Most High wants. Not that you got your master's degree. Not that you're a level 5 at some job. But what have you done that he requires? That's your good work. That he might be glorified. See, everything that we are taught is to glorify self. This is what I did. See what I did? This is what I accomplished. That can't be your focus as a child of the Most High Elohim. It is actually a corrupt spirit because the Most High never tells us if that's what he requires. I require you to go get a master's degree. I require you to go to cemetery school. I was listening to some mess on YouTube this morning from all these different churches and what they teach, and I'm like, wow. I thank God that I was never indoctrinated that way. Because they are so corrupt in their teachings that it's not even funny. It's actually disgusting. And this is what they're teaching people, and people are trying to live on that. And it's a lie. Your good work. And before we move on from this, don't let it just be that you have good work, but that you have submitted yourself 100 to the Most High Elohim. That you have done what he has said is required. And I shall pour out of my flesh, out of my spirit upon all flesh. Make sure you get the necessary. Because he says, if you don't, you're trying to be good. You're reading the word and you're trying to be good. But you're trying to sidestep me. And you think you can get in here on your own. There's only one way in. Because if I don't find my spirit, you are none of mine. And I don't want you trying to act like you want a mind. You have to go through this process. You have to submit yourself. You have to be humble. Can't read the word and say, oh, this is what he requires. I can do this, but I don't know. I can't do this. You can't leave out any of the requirements. They are mandatory. So he says, by your work, if you think you can get in by your works and your works alone, I don't care how good your works are. He says, and you have said to me that I came for no reason at all. You could do this on your own. You could get in back into my kingdom on your own. And I've already told you, you can't. But in your mind, you don't do what's right in your own mind, and you don't try to sidestep. Because for whatever the reason, I can't quite get with that. I don't quite understand that. So I'll try to fulfill it this way, but that's what seems right to me. Most times I'm like, not by might and not by power, but by my spirit. That's the only way you're coming into this. That's the only way you're going to be my child. And that's something that you have to open your heart to. Let's continue. Matthew chapter 25. The book of Matthew chapter 25. We're going to get verses 37 through 40. The book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 37 through 40. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Yah, when we saw thee, and hungry, and fed thee, When did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto thee, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. When we are one body, one mind, one spirit, when one of us hurt, we all hurt. We don't, but see, we're so separate, we don't even know that. We don't have compassion one toward another because we're so disjointed, trying to be islands unto ourselves, don't want to expose ourselves to anybody, don't want nobody to know us, don't want nobody to know this is what we're going through. Don't want nobody to know that, hey, I got to struggle with this, I need help. So then we don't do it one for another. We don't do it for those that, you know what? We think that if somebody is poor or they're homeless, they're out there, that the Spirit of the Most High is not in them. But do you know that they could be that way for the glory of the Most High, just like those people were born blind and deaf and with leprosy, so that Messiah could cure them, so that Yah could get the glory, so people understand what to look to him for? Do you know that some of those people out there can be in those states with the Ruach HaKodesh to prove you, to prove me? You want to say, oh, that's not my brother, because what you're looking at. But you can't see the Spirit of the Most High in them. And if the Spirit of the Most High was in you, it would testify, that's my child. And if that can't happen, if that's not happening with you, you ought to question whether the Spirit of the Most High is really in you, that he testifies of himself. That's me. That's not me. To test you, to see if you have compassion, to see if you have love. I've heard brothers teach. They'll see somebody on the street, they won't, I ain't giving them nothing. The Most High will give you discernment. There are people out there that run game. Let them run game. They got to answer to the Most High. It might be a test to you. That's why he said, don't close your doors, because you may be entertaining angels unaware. He tells us, this is the test, and you never know when you're being tested, so you never know when you just fail by having your hand closed. And he said, don't close your hand to the poor. Open them wide. See, so we want to come of our own thoughts, our own understanding. And just like Yah left some tribes, some people in the promised land, to see if our forefathers would follow after them, if they would follow and worship their gods rather than worship him, as a test. He said, as a test. Don't think that he's not testing you today. And so you'll see somebody, they look raggedy, might look coked out or whatever. You don't ever know. And Yah puts you in their path, and for whatever the reason, you're like, mm-hmm. You walk on the other side of the street. Don't have nothing to do with that. But it may be the time of your testing. But Yah wants to see truly what is in you. Are you saying one thing, but your actions tell a whole different story? Let's continue. To your brethren, to the least You ain't got to go offer a rich man, because, see, we are quick. Thank you, y'all. We are quick. If somebody got some money, you know, most rich people don't pay for anything, because people think that because they're rich, they're going to get something out of them. So they'll bend over backwards, give them all this stuff free, because they think they can get something out of them. They think they're going to do something for them. But the one who truly needs it, I can't get nothing out of you, so I ain't going to give you nothing. Don't think that Yah won't call you into remembrance of that before he throws you in the lake. Because that is a lot of people's mentality. Have respect of persons that they think have something because they think they can get something out of them. But Yah says, I want you to be the giver to those that are in need, not to those that are not in need. This man's riding around in a Rolls Royce, got a jet plane. Can I get you a drink of water? Here, sit here at this chair. The meal is on us. Oh, I'm a maker of fine suits. I made one just for you. You see where y'all are coming from? He didn't say to the greatest of those among you. He said to the least. We have the opposite mentality because we don't think the least are going to be able to do anything for us. And thinking that we're going to get into the kingdom, I'm a good person. I don't steal. I don't fornicate. I don't covet. As far as I know, I'm not worshiping other gods. But you really don't have a care for your brother. And this is what's important to the Most High. You really don't care for the least of these among us because in your mind, they're cursed. The Most High didn't say. He says, now, if you know that they're doing wickedness, you know that they are evil, you don't have to open your hand to them. If you know that they don't have a fear of him, you don't have to open your hand to them. But how are you going to know that until you get to know them? You can't just make that assumption. And a lot of times, if we see somebody like that, we don't even want to take the time to get this way. Why are you in this position that you're in? Don't even take the time to know whether you're supposed to help or not. It's automatic snap judgment. You don't look right to me. How can you offer and be of service to somebody? That's like when we were going to restaurants and they would ignore us because we were black. But they serve everybody white first, and then they might serve you. It's the same mentality. You look different. You don't look like what's acceptable. You look like you lesser than I am. You in worse shape than I am. I ain't got nothing to do with you. I'm looking for somebody that's got same or equal to me or more. That's the mentality that we have. And Yah is calling us as his people not to be that way, but to serve the least. Those that are less than, have less than, that are doing worse than, that life has been cruel to. This is who Yah cares for. And just when you do it to them, you're doing it to me. So some of us need a paradigm change. Some of us need a change in core values. Because from a child, we were taught that, oh, you don't mess with them. We have to do what Yah has called us to do. It's not a secret. It's not hidden. We can read it for ourselves. And if we have the mind of the Father, then we'll know what's important to him. And we will move ourselves out of the way. We will become humble and obedient to the Most High Elohim. Yeah, it is not my nature to deal with these people like this. What do you mean these people? That's your brother. That's your sister. Oops. It's not my custom to deal with my brother and my sister like that, that are in that condition. But I want to be pleasing to you. I want to make it, I know that this is what's dear to you, so I need to change my paradigm, and this makes me what becomes dear to me. All those that you have already blessed, that's who I've been running after. They don't need my help, but I'm trying to help them because my motive is wrong. I think they can do something for me. I think they will do something for me. So I'm running around kissing their behind. And Yah said, no. You ain't done nothing for me. I told you to do it to the least of these. Then you're doing it to me. You see how backwards and corrupt we have become in this society because of what it has taught us? If you want to be famous, if you want to be rich, if you want to do this, you want to do that, if you got to kiss up to these people, you got to serve these people. The exact opposite of who Yah, your Elohim, is telling you to serve. Let's continue. Luke chapter 3, the book of Luke chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. And the people asked him, saying, what shall we do? What shall we do then if we find somebody like this? And he answered and said unto them, he that has two coats, let him impart to him that has none. And he that has meat, let him do likewise. Messiah is saying these things. We read it and we hear it. If we read in the gospel somewhere else, he that lacks, he that has abundantly supplied to him that has lacked, we can't hear that. Some of these things we can't do because we won't come together. How are you going to even know that somebody has a lack? Oh, I see I'm going to the food bank. They're going to the food bank. Some of them, some people go to the food bank and they ain't even lacking. But that's how they make groceries. The truth of the matter is, we are not in relationship. We're not in relationship with the Most High. We're not in relationship with each other. And then because if we do have it, and we can know that somebody is in need, they're lacking, we got it, they must have done something wrong. They must have done something wrong. That's why they're in that condition. But the Most High says, if you have two coats and you know somebody don't have one, give him one of their coats. You can't wear two at a time. But see, we're so materialistic. Well, I need a coat to go with this dress and these shoes. I need a coat to go with these slacks and these shoes. I need a hat to go along with it too. I got enough clothes for 3 months. I can wear the not wear the same thing for 3 months. And can't give a coat or a hat or even a suit to somebody that has not, especially one of your brothers or your sisters. And then we are so full of pride as a people that if we are in need, we're too afraid to accept. You trying to make me feel like I'm lesser than you. Well, you said it. I didn't. Surely I can see that you are in need. So our pride, and the Most High hates a prideful spirit. So if somebody comes to help us, a lot of times we can't even accept it because of our pride. But the biggest problem is how we make people feel when we do something for them. How we got to run around and run our mouth about what we did. The Most High says, you do those things in secret, and I will reward you openly. Everybody ain't got to know what you did. Because your intent is to get glory for yourself, and if you do that, you have gotten your glory. Don't think that you're going to receive anything of the Most High Elohim. Because you got what you were after, the praise of men. Just do those things in secret. See, again, we are in a nation. You know, and I know that this nation is the beast. It's part of the beast system. And the Most High curse is perfect. Because I scattered you and I put you in the beast. But in the beast system, I have made it to where you can serve me perfectly if you want. You can have pure religion toward me if you want it. You have free will. And you are choosing to do otherwise. You are choosing to pursue your own happiness. You are choosing to pursue trying to get wealthy. When I'm the one that gives wealth, you are choosing to do everything but what I told you to do. And what you are doing for me is what you got left over. It's not with your whole heart. How are you going to give me your whole heart and I'm the last thought? I'm the last thought when it comes to you doing these things because you're going to first look out for you. I have told you to come together as a people, to have everything in common, that none of you should lack. If Yah blesses one of us with $5 million, he blesses us all with $5 million. But we ain't in that kind of mentality because we're all about he blessed me. Wrong mentality. And to think we're going to get into the kingdom. We have to do what he says to do. We have to make our religion pure. We have to make our service pure. Our service is service, not being served. Our service is serving each other. But we're so afraid that somebody's going to get more than we get. That's a fear. You're trying to get over. You're trying to get more than me. And that mentality is not of Yah. That's a covenant spirit. That's a covenant spirit. That's a coveting spirit with the spirit mixed with the spirit of jealousy for what other people might have more than them, might get more than them. God says we should have what we need in this life until everybody has what they need, then we are out of order. See, this is what he's calling his body and his church too. And if you are of the mind that, you know what, I can't do that, that's fine. What I say when I say this, you have your reward. It's what you're getting right now. But don't think that you're going to get the kingdom. Because Yah says, I look at the heart. And I'm telling you what kind of heart I'm looking for. I'm looking for that selflessness that's willing to serve others, that understands that, you know what, I can't drive but one car. I can't wear but one pair of slacks or one dress at a time. I can't put on but one coat at a time. And if I got more than that, then I can help somebody else. And Yah will bless me to give me more so that I can help somebody else. Yah is not going to have you running around with one coat, but he says you got to be willing, of a willing mind, a willing heart to do for others. See, in order for you to bless others, Yah has to have already blessed you. And when you won't bless out of your abundance, Yah says, I know what to do about that. I know what to do about that. I have already put it in place. I will send the destroyer to you, and everything you put your hands to, I will curse it. And the destroyer will eat up everything that you have. And then when, if you get a windfall and you think that you're secure, then I'll let you die. Somebody else will get it. Because your heart is to think that you're securing yourself, and you can sidestep me. You're really thinking you can secure yourself from me. Can we hear the parables? You can't go build bigger barns to store the stuff in that you got, thinking that it's going to secure you. You build the barn, put it in there, and then you die of a heart attack. Somebody else gets what you stored up. Because your heart wasn't in the right place. So we can't be that way. God's calling us to do better than that, to have a pure walk before him. He's telling us what is pure. You don't have to make it up. You don't have to guess. Believe what you're being, what you're reading and being taught. This is the desire of the Most High. This is what he will have. And if you don't meet that standard, if you don't meet that minimum standard, don't think you get in. Don't deceive yourself. That's why he says, you might as well go ahead and, if this stuff ain't true, then you might as well party hard and make the best time that you can that you have right now. If you don't believe the God, you don't believe the word of God. Because then is our belief in vain? If this is not true, then all of this is in vain. So if you don't believe it, it might as well be in vain. Then you ought to, yeah, try to make your meals. Try to have all the luxury and all the wealth and everything that you can right now. And work your heart out. Work your fingers to the bone. Trying to achieve those things. The one thing is for sure. You can't take it to the grave. And what is your hope after that? You have none. Let's continue. To wrap this thing up. Luke chapter 6. The book of Luke chapter 6. We're going to start in verse 35. Luke chapter 6, starting in verse 35. Now, just reading this first verse, we got some problems. But let's see what those problems are. Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 6, starting in verse 35. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. How many of us lend and we're hoping that we get a return on it? Some of us can't even lend. We ain't in a position to lend. You got to be blessed to be able to lend. And some of us go beyond our means to make it look good. Can't afford to lend somebody something, or else we go without. We can call that a sacrifice. But in order for you to be to lend, the Most High has always said, I will make you the head and not the tail. You shall lend and shall not borrow. If we're lending and then have to turn around to borrow, then understand that you are out of order, that you are doing things that you ought not do. Because the Most High said, I will make it to where you will lend and not have to borrow. I will make you the head and not the tail. I will bless you to be able to do these things. That's why he says, when you lend to the poor, you're not really lending to the poor. You're lending to Yah. He says, and I will repay you. But you got to be blessed. You got to be how Yah's favor. He don't want you to struggle if you don't have to struggle. He wants it to be from your heart. This is what I do. I look for those people who are in need. I try to meet their needs to be sufficient for them. Yah just keeps giving it to me so I can do it. It's not, I'm not in a struggle. I'm not hurting. I don't have to go to somebody else for any money. That's how he wants you to be. But when we have a need of attention, when we're trying to do things from our own mind, when we're trying to look for recognition, then we'll do something for somebody and find ourselves in the same position they're in. How is it that I look to that person's lack and now I'm lacking? Because that there not may not be lack with any of us. So how are we going to give to somebody and then we ourselves are in trouble? There's something wrong with that. And we need to pray about that. That we might come in to a right relationship with the Most High Elohim. That we might serve him with a pure heart. That his word manifests and comes true in our life. And we're not trying to make it come true. Can't make it come true. Yah has to be doing it. That's why he says, don't count on your works. Have good works, but don't count on your works. And if Yah is in you and with you, then you won't be going through these things. Trust me, you won't. Let's continue. Got about 15 minutes. Wrap this up. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and you and your reward shall be great. And you shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. This is what he's talking about. Be thou perfect, as he is perfect. He says, do this. Love your enemies. Lend without expecting back. And you shall be the children of the Highest, the children of the Most High. This is what he's looking for. This is how I want you to be perfect. Because, see, we think of perfection in that we won't slip. You know, he knows you're going to slip, but he don't want you to intentionally slip. He don't want you to slip knowing that you're slipping, because that ain't a slip. That ain't a fault. That's you turning your back. I know this is wrong, and I'm going to do it anyway. Nah, I ain't trying to hear that. I know you're human. I know you don't know everything. I know you're fallible. But that which you know is wrong, you ought not do. And what you don't know, when you find out that it's wrong, you ought not do it, because you know that it's wrong. That's why he says, I will forgive ignorant sin. You didn't know it was sin. You didn't know you were doing wrong. But the day that you find out about it, you have to stop. You have to repent of it and turn away from it. And don't do it anymore, because you know. There's a difference in what you know and what you don't. And the Most High doesn't hold you accountable for what you don't know. Because you can repent for that. But what you know, and you know that it's wicked, and you choose to do it anyway, because you can't repent for that, because you knew. What are you repenting for? You knew it was wrong. Are you going to tell me you're sorry now that you did it again? He's calling us to better than that. He says, love your enemies. Give to those that are in need. Lend, wanting nothing in return. Your reward shall be great. Who's going to repay you? The Most High Elohim. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. But do it to those people who are unthankful. Because, see, we do stuff. You be truthful. A lot of us do stuff for people because we want them either feel like they owe us, or we want them to thank us for what we just did. We know the need, but we're really looking for that praise, because that being thanked is a form of praise, a form of worship. But Yah says, I blessed you when you were unthankful and when you were evil. I expect you to do the same. Can we hear that? Because that's how he's saying, be thou perfect. Have the same heart that I have. You would not even be here if I didn't bless the wicked when you were wicked, when you were in your sin. Be thou perfect as I am perfect. Hey, love your enemy. You were once my enemy, and I still loved you. And I still came and allowed my enemy to kill me, that he might be able to come back into right relationship with me. We love him. Why? Why does he say we love him? Because he first loved us. And while we were still wicked and evil and committing sin, he made a way for us to come out of it through his love. He tells us to be the same way. Let's continue. Let's drop down to verse 38, Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, that you hand out to all, it shall be measured to you again. Some of you want to know why you're having a problem being blessed, why you're having a problem with things coming your way, why things always seem to be going against you. First of all, you don't give to the Most High the way he says to give to him. But then you don't even give to his people whom you can see. He says, give, and it shall be given to you in abundance. The same way that's in your heart to give. So if it's in your heart to give very little, expect to receive very little. Because see, when you give to those who are in need, it's not going to be them that gives back to you. The Most High is going to cause somebody that has the ability to give to you, to bless you more than what you gave. But when you don't take care of his, then you got problems receiving, and you don't know why. That's why it says when you don't pay your tithe, the devourer comes. You might be being blessed now, but the devourer will come. And what you have made, he will consume. Stuff will just be happening. Oh, somebody hit my car. My deductible is $2,000. Oh, water heater blew up. Oh, somebody threw a rock through the window. I don't even know who it was. Got to replace the window. Replace the window, call the house insurance. They replaced the window, and now my house insurance has gone up. Got sick. Got to use my medical insurance. Oh, wow. But it don't even kick in because they didn't really give me insurance. I got to pay the first $5,000. Stuff just start happening and your stuff just get ate up. And you're wondering why. Because you have not honored the Most High. Have not paid him his tithes and his offerings. Have not taken care of the least of these. And you can't do one. That's what he accuses the Pharisees of. They try to do one but not the other. He says, you ought to have done the first one and done the second one too. So we feel like, oh, we'll take the Most High's tithe and we'll give it to some poor person. No, it's not what it was intended for. Out of order. We just want to do what we think is right. Most High said, this is mine. I pray we can hear. So you give, and it shall be given unto you. Can we understand that concept? And as you give, the Most High says, I will give it back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, in good measure, more than what you gave. You give a dollar, what are you expecting to receive? Well, here's your dollar back. Now, here's two. We need to hear what the Most High is saying. As you give, so shall he give to you. You got to have a heart to give, and he will give it back to you. Even more than what you gave so that you can do it again. He don't want you to be not equipped to do what he wants you to do. You can't bless somebody unless you're blessed. If you do this, I bless you. And when I bless you, you can go do it again. And I'll bless you again. Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. Verse 33 and 34. We'll stop here for this morning. Luke chapter 12, verse 33 and 34. Sell that you have and give alms. Remember the rich young man? Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in heaven that faileth not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupts. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If you're storing up treasure for here on this earth for yourself, that's where your heart is. If you're doing the stuff that's the most highest thing to do, because when you give to other people, you are depositing into your account in the heavens. And the Most High says, I give it right back out of that same account. If I look at that account and see it's empty, I might have to look and see what you're doing. Didn't make any deposits, how you going to make a withdrawal? But if your wealth is in the earth, where it can be consumed, where the moth can eat it up, where a crash in the market can take you all your investments and what you thought you had, you no longer have. So make your deposit. Give to the need. You're making a deposit in your account in heaven. Look after that widow. Look after that homeless. Look after that destitute. Stop running around after people who have something and trying to give to them, trying to impress them, and you're not taking care of Yah's business. Taking care of your own business. And Yah says, I'll start blowing on that because of your heart. Let's bow our heads. Father Yah, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word. Father, we just want to walk better and better and better before you. We want our religion to become pure, our service to become pure, not from our own thoughts, but from your mind, Father. What you desire is what we want to do. Show us what you require, and that we will do. As our forefathers said, all that Yah has said, we will do. That is our salvation. That is our works. Yah has told us how to come into salvation. All that he has said concerning salvation, we will do. All that Yah has said concerning how to please him, we will do. All that Yah has said that we should do, we will do, Father. We just want to make it into your kingdom, Father. We know that the reward thereof is greater than we can ever imagine. You have said it. No matter what we can imagine, it's not big enough. We can't put words to it. We can only make it big enough or make it wonderful to us, and that still would not be as big as what you're going to do. So, Father, we believe you. We believe what you have had with us. Teach us. Help us to fear you, that the fear of you should be in us in everything that we do, Father. Put that spirit within us. Let us not be reprobate. And we will thank and give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. For it is you and you alone that have provided such a great salvation for us. And we just will not take it for granted, Father. We will not despise it. And we will show our appreciation to you, Father. In spirit and in truth, we understand what a great salvation you have provided for us. And we will serve you from a pure heart. We will serve our brethren, your children, with a pure heart. From your standpoint, Jesus Christ, it's your homicide's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Let us remember, the night of June, the new moon service. Make sure to have your meals ready. Make sure to have your unleavened bread or your crackers, your grape juice, or your wine so that we can celebrate the new moon, the beginning of the month, just as Yah has commanded that we do. A new beginning each month. That we might bring our ignorant sins to Yah. And he says he will forgive them. that we might worship and praise him, call his presence, that he be amongst us, that he commune with us, that we remember the salvation and the work that Messiah has done for us, that we reverence it, because it's not a party time when we remember what the work that Messiah did. It's not a time to get drunk. Because as often as you do this in remembrance of my death. Who parties at somebody's death? So we remember the work that he did. We reverence it and we appreciate it and we glorify him for his faithfulness. On tomorrow morning, we will be doing the spiritual wellness. I pray that you all are able to make it. Going to be good. We are going to really start doing some things that we can put into place to help us to come from under these curses, the results of these curses. On this evening, I guess there'll be a part three to this because I still didn't get through nowhere near the scriptures that I have that the Most High has given me concerning this. We need to learn how to walk before him and serve him from a pure heart, from his position, not what we think, not what we want to do, but what Yah is calling us to do. And be accountable for it. You know, don't be hearing this stuff and just Brother Miles is slapping his gums. Yah will hold you accountable. Trust me. He's going to hold us all accountable. And every man and woman will be held accountable to these standards, whether they know it or not. You ought to praise Yah that he's allowing you to hear it. So we will be a part three to this. And as much scripture as I have on it, maybe even be a part four. As Yah moves me, I don't want to be the one talking. Told you, let me be moved out of the way and let Yah talk. So as he moves me, you know, I don't know what I'm going to say a lot of the time. So I really don't. But Yah wants us to come together. And he wants us to serve him with a pure heart, with pure service. That is our religion. To keep his commandments and to obey him. With that being said, may the Most High encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you, but Yah loves you more. Shalom.
Forever. sometimes all I want to do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp, clean me with the water, baptize, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time, push a buck. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient, hanging with the Mishra, got good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You're always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahoo, I live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about